hello everybody. Here I am with podcast number 3 for Blind Cool Tech. And on this podcast, I'm going to review a product that is called Text Aloud. Text Aloud is a product that I used to use, and I use sometimes when I need to convert text into MP3 audio. And Text Aloud does a lot more than just convert your text to MP3 and other formats. But today I'm going to cover just a basic overview of the Text Aloud product as it applies to Blind Cool Tech. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get into the product information in terms of general information and where to get the product and all that, and then I'll get into the under the covers section. The product is from nextup.com, and their website is www.nextup.com, www.nextup.com. It is called Text Aloud, and the most current version is 2.0. You can purchase the product for $29.95, and they accept PayPal and credit cards and a couple of other ways to purchase the product. I don't know if they have a mail-in facility for ordering, but you can check on their website at www.nextup.com. So now let's get a little bit into the product features of Text Aloud. And Text Aloud has a few features that are very useful, and it has add-ins that you can purchase, or you can purchase bundles that have other voices built in so that you can use some of the newer AT&T or NeoSpeech or ScanSoft. And I happen to think that that NeoSpeech and ScanSoft are pretty good. NeoSpeech has Paul, and when you install or when you purchase the Text Aloud product, you get a key directly from the company that handles the purchasing and the orders for NextUp. Then you get an email that has your download, and you go ahead and download that and obtain your key, and you install it. And then right now I'm going to go ahead and bring up Text Aloud. Now, when the interface comes up, I'm going to go ahead and just give you an overview of the menus so that you become familiar with them, and then you can get into using them later. So I'm going to press Alt-F for File. Okay. The Open option allows you to open up an existing text file or document file, and I'm going to go ahead and go through those options so you can get an idea of what I'm talking about. Now, so text file, HTML, PDF files, RTF files, which is Microsoft Word, rich text format. Now, on the PDF, I'm not sure which is the most current version that they support. I have not tested that feature of it, but in a future podcast, I will do that. Word files left parent, start dot dot right parent. So Word file two, files as well, so StarDoc and RTF, so that's good. Text files, left parent, start dot txt, right parent. Text files, and that's pretty much it. And what you can do with this is that once you open up a file, you can manipulate the file in any way you want, and put in tags that they have built into the product that allows you to put pauses in, add paragraph breaks and things like that, so that when you write this thing, this file to an MP3 file, you get the information that you want correctly. Now, if going back to the file menu, there's new article that you can create, a brand new blank article where you can type in your own text and then eventually put it into an MP3 file. You can save an article. If you've already started typing an article, you can save it as a text file or an audio file. Now, you can, if you have multiple articles open in Text Aloud, you can have Text Aloud save all the articles, and that's that option that you just heard. Now, you can also split files. I have not tested this. I will provide a podcast with these features in a future advanced podcast. Batch file converter. Now, what you heard there is to hear an AT&T Natural Voices sample. Now, nextup.com typically recommends AT&T Natural Voices, but they also sell NeoSpeech and they sell ScanSoft, I believe, ScanSoft, yes, and some others. And if you buy a bundle, you get the voice and you get the text aloud with it. Of course, tell a friend, so you can send your friend an email. Exit text aloud. Okay? Now, I'm going to go to the next menu. The edit menu, it has just the typical editing features of any application or any text editor. Undo, redo, cut, copy, paste, select all, search, repeat search, replace. Now, set article title from selected text. What this does is that if you're in editing mode, what you can do is you can put in as the first line, typically when you start a file, the first line becomes the title of the document. And that title of the document is what's used to write the MP3 file. And so if you make the title of the document testing, then the result will be that the file name will be testing.mp3, and also the title would be testing, of course. This here, this option, which is set article title from selected text, which allows you to highlight a piece of text within your document and set that as the title. Now, you could delete the selected article, because since you could have multiple articles, you can delete certain articles from within from what you're working with. Delete all articles, which allows you to remove all articles. Insert a pause. 0.25 seconds. Okay, inserting a pause, what it does is, as you're editing your document, your text file, you can insert a pause so that when the MP3 file gets created, you can put in pauses between sentences, paragraphs, pauses that you want to put. And they have options such as 0.5, 0.25 seconds, 0.25, 0.5, 1 second, 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, user-defined, so that way you can type in your own. So now back up to the 0.25. Now, the next menu option. Now, insert voice change. This is really cool, because if you want to have an audio file and you don't want it to be all boring, okay, you can actually have multiple voices within the same file. So that way, when you create the MP3 file, the voice that is used is the one that you pick here from insert. Another voice. Insert voice change. And so insert voice change is going to allow you to pick another voice within a text file that you're editing that you can start that voice reading on that section of the document. I hope you understood that. I sometimes get too caught up in the detail and don't explain it properly. So, but if you don't, you can send me an email and I can clarify it for you. Add a bookmark. Go to bookmark. So if you have a bookmark that you added, you can go to the bookmark if you're working with a large document. Now, increment voice speed. That is so that you can increment the voice speed for the entire document. decrement voice speed, to decrement the voice speed. Increment voice pitch. So as you all know, that's the pitch. You know how that works. Decrement voice pitch. Reset pitch and speed. I'm not sure what the defaults are, but this option here resets the voice pitch and speed to the original default settings. Now back to undo. The view menu. There are a few options that may just be for people that are sighted, or if you're using the JAWS cursor, you might be able to take advantage of some of these options. Under view, there's a toolbars submenu, so you can show your toolbar. You can show small buttons. Large buttons with captions, that might be useful for JAWS cursor. Large buttons without captions. Or large buttons without captions. Show toolbar check. S. Toolbar sub. Skins. S. Skins is this new feature of skins that Text Aloud has, but I don't think it'll be useful for people like us. Toolbar sub menu. T. And that's it for the view menu. Show toolbar check. S. Options menu. Text Aloud. Now, options. The options menu, there's a Text Aloud options, and I'm going to cover that in a future podcast. Voices and file options. Voices and file options. That is where you can choose your default voices and all that if you have multiple ones within your system and multiple engines. Watch clipboard check. Watch the clipboard is, the way it works is if you hit Control Insert or you hit Control C, it actually would be Control C because Control Insert does not work within when using JAWS, so you have to use Control C. When you use Control C, this option allows you to have Text Aloud watch the clipboard so when you hit Control C, that text gets copied into the article window when you bring up Text Aloud. Single article is so that you can view single or multiple articles within Text Aloud so that you can be editing more than one article. Now I typically work with one article, and that's what I'm doing today. That's the default that I use right now for this basic overview of the product. There's a multi-article option again, like I said before, for multiple articles if you want to work with multiple articles. Select audio device. Pronunciation editor. Article font and text size. Shortcut setup. Shortcut setup, so you can set up shortcuts here. I'm not going to cover this today. Hotkey setup. Oh. Hotkey setup. Text allowed options. T. And then back to options. Speak menu. Speak current article allowed. Now there's a speak menu, and you can speak the current article aloud.
Speak current article aloud. CTRL plus N. Speak current article to file. U.
Speak current article to file. This is nice because now you can take the file and convert it to an MP3 file, and I'll tell you exactly where that file is saved later on. It's under my Text Aloud, under my documents, and I'll give you the exact directory where that is, or the folder. I tend to get caught as well with calling folders directories, but that's from the old days. I've never really been able to get rid of that word directory since the DOS days. If you have the cursor at a certain section of your document and you want to start talking from there, you can do speak from cursor aloud. And notice it's that CTRL plus F4, so Control F4. Speak selected text. You can speak a selected text aloud.
Speak all articles aloud, CTRL plus F6.
Speak all articles aloud. Again, if you have multiple articles open, you can speak them all at the same time, starting from the top one.
Speak all articles to file, CTRL plus F7.
If you have multiple articles, this one option.
Speak all articles to file, CTRL plus F7.
Speak all articles to file. And what this does is it's going to speak all the articles to a file. And the file is under my documents, my Text Aloud files, I believe. But I'm going to give you the directory in a little bit.
Loop speak current article L.
Again, I'm going to give you the folder in a little bit.
Loop speak current article.
then loop speak current article. If you want the current article to be spoken and you know endlessly, then you want to choose the loop option.
Loop speak all articles available.
And then loop speak all articles, so you can speak all articles. I don't know what the use would be of this. I guess for maybe for a kiosk or something. I'm not sure. Where you can actually have this read out loud. You can pause the speech while it's speaking.
Skip speaking forward and available submenu. I. Audio help menu. Introduction. I. About single article mode. A. About article shift plus F9. Skip to next article. Skip speaking back unavailable submenu.
Okay.
Skip speaking forward and available. CTRL plus F8 unavailable.
I'm sorry. I'm going back to pause here.
Skip speaking forward and available submenu. I.
Skip speaking forward. I've never used this feature, and I will look into it and cover it in a future podcast.
Skip speaking back unavailable submenu.
Skip speaking back is another one of those that I've never used.
Skip to next article, CTRL plus F9.
Skip to next article. So if you have multiple articles, you can skip to the next article.
Skip to previous article, shift plus F9, unavailable. R.
Skip to previous article. Skip to previous article. And that is while it's playing. So if you're playing 10 articles, and you're playing them in a loop, then you can cause it to skip by using this menu option or the hotkey for it.
Stop CTRL plus F10, unavailable. S.
You can stop playback. And that's it for the speak menu.
Audio help menu. Introduction. I.
And then there's the audio help menu. There's an introduction to audio help.
About single article mode. A.
About single article mode, if you want to read that.
About multi-article mode. B.
About multi-article mode.
About voices. O.
About voices. And this is where you can read about different types of voices available.
Listening tips. L.
Listening tips, if you want to go through that.
Loading text into text aloud.
D. Loading text into text aloud.
And
then audio quality as an introduction there.
Audio quality dash Y different formats. Q.
And then audio quality Y different formats.
Purchase and registration. P.
Purchase and registration if you want to buy it. Because you can get this product as an evaluation copy for a few days. I believe it's 30 days and use it with full functionality is what I believe. I had it on eval a very long time ago. And I decided to purchase it. So I don't remember how many days it is.
Customer support, C.
Customer support if you want that.
Volume, school, and site licensing, V.
Volume, school, and site licensing.
Introduction, I.
And that's it.
Help menu, contents, C.
And then there's a help menu there, of course, with contents.
Quick start guide, Q.
Quick start guide.
Tip of the day, T.
Tip of the day.
Online manual, O.
Online manual.
Text allowed support, S.
Text allowed support.
Purchase unavailable, P.
Purchase. And then visit Next Up Technologies, which is the Next Up website, www.nextup.com.
Portable MP3 players.
Portable MP3 players.
School site licenses. H.
And school site licenses.
More languages. R.
More languages.
About. A.
About.
Contest. C.
And that's it.
System menu. Restore. R.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going
to
cover a section of the a quick overview of how to create an MP3 file. But before I do that, I'm going to give you the subdirectory or the subfolder, which is under My Documents. And under My Documents, there's a My Text Aloud. My Text Aloud Recordings under My Documents. My Text Aloud Recordings. Text Aloud is, by the way, is one word. TextAloud. Okay, and in there is where all your recordings are kept when you record a file. I'm going to go in there just so that when we burn or create this MP3 file, we can you can see, or we can see where the actual file has been created. Now I'm going to bring in some. Let me see what Text Aloud has here in terms of text. Okay, that's an error because there's no file there. And what I'm going to do,
home, selected, home, blank,
Okay, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy a piece of text from my computer into this window here. And I'm going to type in some text, and then I'm going to create an MP3 file out of it. The title is going to be called, is going to be Introduction. Okay. And then I'm going to put in okay, so now
top of five, introduction.
It says introduction.
This is an introduction to the Text Aloud software. Hope you like this podcast.
Now it says this is an introduction to Text Aloud software. Hope you like this podcast. If you hit
Shift Tab, edit, make introduction, type in text.
You could type in the title of your text. And it's introduction because that's what I have there as the first line. Now, voice, I have ScanSoft Daniel right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to choose, and I'm going to choose NeoSpeech Paul, okay, from that drop-down list box. And you've got all the voices you have installed there on that list. So NeoSpeech Paul, and then I'm going to do Speak, and I'm going to tell it to Speak Current Article Aloud, which is what I typed in. And you heard the text that I typed in, and I'm going to go ahead and make an MP3 file out of that. And the way you do that is I'm not going to do it through a hotkey. I'm going to do it through the menu, from the Speak menu, Alt-S.
Alt-S menu, Speak menu, speak article to file.
And then the second option is Speak Current Article to File. The first one is Speak Current Article Aloud. Second option is Speak Current Article to File. I'm going
to
press Enter there. Notice my documents, my text allowed recordings, and I'm gonna leave it there. Then I'm gonna press OK. Now, I have not told you something, but I actually chose by default for text allowed to create an MP3 file. And by the way, it's already done creating it. The text allowed product can create files in other formats like WAV, and I'm gonna cover other formats in a future one, part two of Text Aloud. So this is, since this is just an overview, I just wanted to cover some of the basic features. So let's go back to the Text Aloud Recordings subfolder. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for introduction. Make introduction.mp3, which is the file I created.
Applications. Conduit. Head open. Add. Play with Windows Media Player.
And I'm going to play it.
Enter. Leading menu. Windows Media.
I'm going to hear what it says, and we're all...
This is introduction to the Text Aloud software. Hope you like this podcast.
Now, you notice how quick it is? You can actually change the speed of that and to whatever you want it to be. And that would be it. Well, this is the end of this podcast. As always, if you have any questions or concerns, and you would like to see additional items covered on this subject, please let me know by email at jtblas@hotmail.com. Once again, that email address is jtblas@hotmail.com. So J as in J, T, B as in boy, L as in Larry, A as in apple, S as in Sam, jtblas@hotmail.com. And thanks for listening.